Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit that play button. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina and another entry in our prosperity series, your prosperity series. Moving right along here. Wow. You know, this is entry number 16 that you're on right now. Number 16 in this series of 17. We've come a long way. You've come a long way hanging in here with me this far. This whole process is a big shift for many of us. A shift away from the old way of thinking and developing this new way of thinking. And it takes some time to do this. It takes some time to change our habits, to change our patterns, to make that paradigm shift in our lives. To really decide that it's about time. And we need to get it going. We don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to have everything just right. We just need to get it going. We need to begin. We need to start. So let's start with a moment of prayer here. Just a moment of silence. Moving our attention and our energy to that pillow, that seat of divine love. In the space and the place of the energy of our heart. In quietness, just hold the words, I am grateful, filled with thanksgiving, filled with appreciation for the power and presence of the divine life that lives me. And so it is. And so we carry this thanksgiving with us throughout all of our day and into our night. Amen. And that's how we start. And that's how we started. We started with acknowledging the importance of starting everything we do with prayer. We talked about our purpose and passion and building our dream and visualizing our dream and the law of specificity and infusing it with the feeling and the energy and what that would be like. We talked about forgiveness and removing the blocks. We talked about giving and participating in circulation, giving and receiving. And here we are, number 16. So we don't give up. It's really important when we begin a program like this, especially one that's working on changing our thoughts, moving ourselves to a place of overcoming, a place of transformation, and our resurrection to this new life, this new way of being and thinking. And this realization that we can be, do, and have anything that we desire. Anytime we begin a program like this, it's easy to start it, get to the last entry, episode, series, message, lesson, whatever you want to call it, and have a pretty good feeling about ourselves. Hey, we did the work, we completed the series, we're done. But we're not done. With these new thoughts that we have planted in our consciousness, in this new way of thinking and being, we're not done. We're not finished. So I encourage you to not let this go. To go through it again with a notebook, maybe in more detail, as you're grasping more of the things that I have shared with you, especially if they're out of the norm for you or not the way that you have thought all your life. It takes some time. We say it usually takes 21 days to form a new habit and have that new habit really entrenched as the new thing that you do. I remember that putting on when we were required to wear seatbelts all the time. Boy, I'm so glad for that law. But it took me getting in the car. It took me about 3 weeks to get used to that, to build and have that become a new habit. Now, to make something a new way of life, we're generally talking about 40 days. And there's a real biblical basis with that number 40. So we're not getting into all the reasons why 21 and why 40. It just seems to work, just like the 10% seems to be the magical number when we're talking about tithing. So stick with it. That's the whole point here, not the number of days and how long you do it and whether it's 21 or 40 or whatever it is. But don't start and then stop thinking you're finished. It's like even all the great masters at anything that they do, the great golfers, and Tiger Woods still practices for 8 hours a day, gets into town. All those golfers get into town early and they're practicing and practicing and practicing, doing rounds and rounds so they intimately know the course that they're going to be competing on. All the great musicians and virtuosos spend time practicing, developing their craft. It's the same thing here. This is a shift in our consciousness, so don't ever quit. Don't ever give up. This is a new way of life, a new way of thinking and living and being. And it's your life, and it's your dream. Most of us spend our whole life building someone else's dream. We go to work really hard for someone else's dream. Not in all cases, maybe you're not one of them. But in general, that's really what's happening. And since we're going to make choices and decisions every day, how about making choices and decisions that are aligned with Source, that are aligned with our dream, that are aligned with the will of good for our life, the will of God for our life, which is that all our hopes, wishes, dreams, desires, and intentions come true. It's all about changing our thoughts. Now, one thing I haven't touched on, and I won't go in too deeply here, but when we're replacing old thoughts, thoughts that we have held, beliefs that we have held for a long, long period of time, with new thoughts, well, those old thoughts don't always just kind of drift away without putting up a fight. Sometimes they put up a little fight with that new thought. And within ourselves, there can be, not all the time, but there can be a little battle going on. And that can manifest in different ways. In our physical bodies, in our emotions. But it's all part of the process. So if you notice yourself going through changes, remember, we notice what we're noticing. I probably drilled that in pretty good. We notice what we're noticing, but if you notice that maybe sometimes you're irritated about things that never used to irritate you before, something's annoying you maybe that didn't annoy you, maybe you're just annoying yourself, you're irritated with yourself, maybe you develop some kind of cold or some kind of other physical ailment as you're going through this process and really digging in and working and affirming this new way of life and living and being. It's just those old thoughts moving out, kicking and screaming, putting up a fight, looking at the new thoughts and saying, what do you do trying to take over my place in consciousness? That's where I've lived for years. I'm not going without a fight. So things happen to us chemically. Actually, this term is called chemicalization in Lessons in Truth, the book by Emily Cady. So it's just something to be aware of, that you're going to change for the good, for the better. We're always growing. We're always expanding. Just that you're listening to this. You're taking something in, and you will be different for it. Whether you put it into practice or not, whether you make this a new lifestyle, a new way of living and thinking and being or not, you have heard this message. And you can't unhear it. It'll be in there somewhere. And you may forget about it. But deep, deep inside you, there's something. Something I know is resonating with you. That all the answers are within. That God is seeking us more than we could ever seek God. And that comes from within and not from without. What we all truly want is a deeper relationship with the essence of who and what we are. And in that who and what we are, which I believe is an expression of the divine, we can find all our answers. We knock, we seek, we ask, we believe, and we receive. As we wind down this series and wrap up, and I say wind down and wrap up, even though this is number 16, and the next entry, of course, is 17. 17 is going to be more of meditation, more of a gentle, relaxing focus within as we exit this series, focusing on abundance, focusing on the prosperity we are immersed in, focusing on the goodness and the fullness of Source in our lives. So the next series is going to be more meditative and less instructional. So I'd like to, right here and now, thank you. Thank you for hanging in here with me. Thank you for pressing that play button so many times and staying the course. Or maybe you just hit the button on this one and you're wondering what I'm talking about. Well, this has been a prosperity series, a prosperity path series, a new way of thinking and being, a way of building our very own field of dreams, moving everything that we want to experience into our lives that will satisfy the longing and discontent that some of us perhaps feel. That's what this series has been all about. These are the tools that I've used in my life to transform my life, to overcome in my life. And we keep going and we keep developing and our dream keeps evolving and growing. So we stay with this thing. I've written and rewritten my dream because things come true and we just move up higher. We move to a new vantage point. We move to a new vista. We move to a new horizon and higher up the mountain. Picture it like higher up the mountain. Well, maybe we couldn't see that beautiful valley with the lakes and the streams and the village down below until we moved up higher. When we moved up higher, we saw that there was more. And that's what happens as we achieve and attain our dreams and our wishes and our intentions and desires. Our consciousness is expanding too. We're getting more confident and more self-esteem as well, because we see that all things are possible when we surrender the how to the divine. We get really excited, and we're getting really, really good at this, and we're manifesting, and we move up higher, and we see more and more and more, and we open our arms wide, receiving the grace of God and saying, yes, more, please. More and more and more. I see now what's next. So we don't give up. We don't quit. And we say thank you, as I am thanking you here and now. And one thing I want to leave you with is a suggestion. And it lines up with the message I shared about seeking first the kingdom. It's a suggestion that everything you do from love. And I'm talking about love as a noun and a verb and everything else you want to call it. I'm talking about being love, being what love is. What is love? Well, we can go on and on and on about that. That's a whole nother series. In fact, that very well may be my next series. But sit with that in your prayer and meditation time. Wake up in the morning and say, how can I be more of what love is today? How can I express what love is today? With myself? With everyone I come in contact with? With my thoughts? With the things I do and the things I say? How can I be more of what love is? When I'm engaged with others, when I'm interacting with others, can I see through to their heart? See them as God sees them? See the love that is their essence as well, and speak with reverence to the love at that other person's center? Can I do the things, even the things I really don't want to do but maybe have to do, can I do those things with love too? Let your prayer be to come from love. You see, when we come from love, even when we're doing the things we don't want to do, we know we're going to move through it anyway, right? We're going to move through it. It's something we have to do. We might not necessarily like this thing that has to be done. So rather than moving through it, kicking and screaming, complaining, and affirming how much we don't like it, can we make that gentle shift to love? To loving thoughts, to loving what is, to moving through, knowing that on the other side the love will remain. And we move through this thing in a more harmonious way. And life is good. Because you know what? You're going to feel really, really good about moving through the things that you don't like doing in that way. When your center, your focus, your attention is rooted and grounded in love. And it's the same thing when a crisis comes up in your life. We remain rooted and grounded in love. And we peacefully move through situations, circumstances, unpleasant and uncomfortable experiences with love. It's not always the easiest things to do. But to strive for, to seek to be what love is, to ask for the wisdom and guidance to express more of what love is certainly a better way to live, to be, to experience life, and to attract everything into our lives that we wish for, that we hope for, that we dream for, that we set an intention for. Love is a magnetic power that will draw to you everything that your heart desires. Live in love. Be what love is. Do what love does. And know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I love you. This is Stephen J. Kosmina.